It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We all remember that ad campaign, the most interesting man in the world, and those were obviously very clever and very funny. My favorite iteration of that was the picture of him. Very, very iconic, distinguished looking gentleman. And it said, he's never filled up on chips. Always thought that was funny. Don't fill up on chips. Well, the most interesting man in the world has never even been at risk of doing that. So next time you find yourself bored on a rainy afternoon or just wondering what it is that you ought to be doing or should be doing instead of turning on TV or scrolling through your phone, I recommend meeting the most fascinating and complicated, downright mysterious person on planet Earth. And the thing about that is you have direct access to that person. You don't need to go anywhere or subscribe or like or whatever, enter an email address. All you need is a mirror. And I tell you what, if you stare into a mirror long enough, you'll realize at some level that you are looking at a stranger. Of course, you'll recognize the face that you see. You've been looking at it for as long as you've been looking at it, have the ability to observe. Maybe you've been shaving it, me less so. Maybe you've been powdering it or photographing it for a long time. But the person actually behind those eyes, that could be a different matter absolutely entirely. And that's because we human beings are peculiar creatures. We think that we know ourselves because we know what we ate for breakfast and what we like to eat, things we vote for, what time we like to get up. But ask us why we self-sabotage and why we blow things up and why we don't do things even though we say we want them, or why we bristle when certain people talk to us. Suddenly, the expertise, our self-knowledge, just disappears into thin air. Most of us are like small-town mayors running our own minds. We're issuing proclamations and holding festivals and parades, and we're pretending that we're in charge. But the real decisions, they're made in some smoky back room deep embedded in our psyche. And that's where this concept of Johari's window, one that you're no doubt familiar with, it's maybe been a little while since you've thought about it, but it's a simple little chart that was dreamed up by a couple of psychologists back in the 50s, Joseph Luft and Harrington Ingham, who had the gall to suggest that maybe, just maybe, we aren't entirely transparent with or to ourselves. So they came up with these four boxes to map out the human condition. The first is what we know about ourselves. The second is what others know about us. The next is what we hide. And the one that nobody's figured out yet. So those are the four. And as it turns out, the path to wisdom might not be climbing higher or reading more books, but simply pulling back the curtains on those hidden rooms in our own minds. This scary place, which reminds me of one of my favorite quotes, which is from Blaise Pascal. He said, the majority of humanity's problems stem from our inability to sit quietly in a room by ourselves. And if our minds are not exactly that, I don't know what is. So instead of doing that, instead of engaging in the self-reflection and self-examination, we run to places that are more comfortable or give us more dopamine, and we can just hit the little dispenser and it keeps coming. So, but I think that today I want to help polish that glass a little bit. So we're going to talk about self-knowledge, our blind spots, and how to discover parts of ourselves that maybe you've been pretending aren't even there at all. Or maybe you'll come away knowing that mysterious person in the mirror a little bit better. At least you'll realize how much that there still is to learn. So the idea here is, how do we get to know our entire whole selves, not just these little slivers or even big slivers of ourselves? Because we all have blind spots and hidden fears and strengths that we don't even realize that we had. So how do we start to see ourselves a little bit more clearly? I think that the first step is to imagine self-awareness as a window, which is Johari's window into those four panes. And each one shows us what you and others both know about you. So that's the first one. Another one reveals what others see, but you don't. The third hides what you know, but others don't. And the final pane holds what's unknown to everybody, even you, the mysteries and the potential waiting to be discovered. And since we spend most of our time looking through only one of those panes, the open one, which is what everybody knows, the real growth, the opportunity happens when we start looking through the rest of them, if we have the courage, temerity to actually do that. So just to go through each one, that open area, that is the you that everybody sees. It's your habits, it's your routines, your quirks, your opinions. And the more transparent and consistent you are, the bigger that window becomes. And I think that we all want to expand that window through being honest with ourselves and how we're expressing and showing up, but then also getting feedback from other people, which is absolutely invaluable. The second is this blind spot, which is these are your unrecognized habits or traits that others can see in you, but you can't. And an example of that is maybe you just dominate conversations without even knowing that you're doing that. So the opportunity is to ask people that you care for and care for you and that you trust, what do you see me doing that I might not notice that I'm doing? What are my blind spots? Can you think of anything? Probably, if your friends are courageous to be honest with you as you are courageous to be asking them, you're going to get some really good information there. The third area is this hidden area, which is, you could think about it as a mask. This is what keeps you private, your doubts, your fears, your vulnerabilities. So it's stuff that you know that you don't want anybody to know because you're afraid, ashamed, embarrassed, whatever. So the more we can practice self-disclosure, sharing and giving of ourselves more of what's real with those who've earned your trust, that's going to just be a virtuous thing in that people are going to trust you more. You will open up more and just be more giving. And so that open area, the first one, will expand and expand and expand. And the fourth is this unknown area, that it's your untapped potential. It's limits that you haven't even thought of. And you only find that through doing new things. So trying something new, taking a risk, and then reflecting afterwards on, okay, how'd that go? How do I feel about it? Do I want to keep doing that? Maybe there's a big opportunity, because that's where a lot of the growth in your life could be living. So now to put all of this together.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This idea of, or the reality of archetypes, that there's all these different character types that are commonly and constantly recurring through story and through life. And the opportunity is, how do we think about that in terms of who we think we are versus who we really are? Because every one of us lives out a set of different archetypes, so that these patterns of behaviors and identities. So you might think of yourself as the hero archetype, always doing and saving the day, while others maybe think of you more as the ruler, which is trying to engineer and control outcomes. Another one is you might identify as the caregiver, but underneath is the martyr, giving too much and resenting it later. So that's an interesting thing. Each one of these archetypes can help us explore those four window panes. So the open area, your core archetype, is the role that you comfortably live out. So maybe that's your most dominant. Your blind spot, the second, is your shadow archetype that maybe others see when your strengths are overused. The hidden area, this is the archetype that you secretly really want to embody, but you keep it down. And then the unknown is this potentially emergent archetype waiting for just to come to life, waiting to be tapped, waiting to be nurtured, to be watered, to be given the opportunity to step forward. So I think here are the questions is, how do you want to be seen? How do you want other people to perceive you? Which archetype do you want people to think of you as? And then think about, how am I actually seen? How am I currently perceived and thought of? How are people currently interacting with me? And then we get the opportunity. It's such a, I mean, once we start examining our lives, then believe that our brains become more activated and we start thinking more thoughts and asking more questions, and parts of our unconscious or subconscious kind of come to life, and we're able to reconcile these things out in the open versus keeping things hidden or suppressed or pushed down. So the next question is, who am I becoming? The highest and best version of me, what archetype is that? Or what combination of archetype is that? Because obviously you're a dynamic person. You're not static. You're not just one thing. We're capable of being lots of different things. But the idea is that we want the things that we are being to be true to ourselves as we possibly can be. So to engage in, for lack of a better term, practical exploration, ask for feedback. So ask three people that you trust, what's one strength that you see in me? And what's a blind spot that you think I might have? And think about what really surprises you. And I think that writing is such a powerful exercise. I think that journaling, the act of journaling and just writing, reflecting, is that what we're doing is we're thinking about what we're thinking about. And from my experience, once I start doing that, you really do catalyze the thought process. And you're just going to get more thoughts. You're going to get better thoughts. And you're going to surprise yourself with what a thoughtful person that you truly are. Some of the things I encourage you to reflect on are, what am I afraid others will find out about me? When do I feel the most authentic version of me? And what part of myself am I not using? It's all in there. And then we just try it out. The scientific method is creating a hypothesis and then seeing if it's going to follow through. So it's experimentation, because where growth happens is right there at the edge of discomfort. You're not growing if we're just perfectly comfortable. In a zero gravity environment where nothing's pulling on us, we're not growing. We're shrinking, but we're not growing. So take on a new role that stretches your identity. Teach, lead, perform. Each experiment is going to be expanding those four panes in the window. I think that that's one of the things we really want. So the work is to make the unknown known, to meet, to understand yourself as fully as we possibly can. So when we ask for feedback, we're shrinking our blind spots. When we're open with our vulnerabilities, things we're afraid of, we open up that hidden area. When you step into new experiences and you do that experimentation, you discover who you can still become. There's that fun saying that when you're inside the jar, you can't see the label. Well, you can't see the whole picture when you're standing inside the frame. So we need to step out. So every different opportunity gives us an opportunity. Ooh, how about that? So we made it this far. Spent a few minutes hopefully considering or peering into your own window. If you don't like everything that you look at or you see when you do this, don't worry. You're going to see some things that you're not super happy about, which is why you suppress them. But it just means you're human, because we all have that. And engaging in this work is of such value. And I think that we all like to believe that we're open books, but truth be told, most of us are more like mystery novels with some missing chapters, some pages that have been torn out, by ourselves or some people that we lent the book to, tore some of the pages out, and every now and then we find a paragraph that we didn't even know exists. It's like hidden pages in a book. So that's the fun of it. And it's also the double-edged sword, the curse of it, because every time that we think we've got ourselves all figured out, little plot twist. Something happened. A new character was introduced. Whatever. Something changes. You discover you're capable of something you swore you weren't, or you're guilty of something you swore that you'd outgrown. All of these things are part of the work. Pulling back one curtain after another, looking under the rug, looking in the closet, all this stuff. Ask the questions. Be open and invite feedback. Open the windows as wide as you can. Remember, the clearer that you see yourself, the kinder you tend to be to everybody else. And isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth? So once you recognize your own blind spots, it's a lot harder to judge somebody else for those. It's pretty interesting that we're the only species of animal on the planet who can look in the mirror, tell a lie, and believe it. And we're also the only ones who can laugh about it. So, got to keep laughing. Got to keep learning. Keep cleaning that glass. Now, go meet that mysterious person. Go interact with them. Look into the mirror. It's just such a big part of doing your part by doing your best.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
By law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.